Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. So I'm still giggly because the biggest and most special thing in my life just happened moments before we came on this podcast.
I think that's a little bit of an over-exaggeration.
Which really says how much of a loser I am. I don't know why I love to scare people.
And I'm an easy target. I mean, people will scare me and they don't even mean to. They're just walking down the hall like a regular person. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know you were there.
Yeah, so we're getting ready to come record and I was looking for you and I had just looked right at you and I could tell that you didn't see that I was there.
I did.
So I was like, okay, I wasn't even trying to scare you initially.
I saw you peek around the corner and then I thought you walked away. I thought you were just checking on me.
So no, instead I just got flush to the wall and waited for you to come. And then once I saw your shadow coming, I scared the crap out of you. You screamed like a little girl.
Oh my God, so loud. People were coming out of their offices like, what the heck just happened? And I apologize. And it scared me so bad my ears popped.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
I don't know either. They didn't need to be popped, but they did. Sure did. No, it was great. I don't know. I hate to be scared, but I also love it. So who knows?
But
it was great.
It gets in my head, too, because it gets in my head because then I start getting paranoid whenever I think somebody is going to come get me and they don't. And so sometimes I'll come out of the bathroom because I've scared people coming out of the bathroom. And then that's a risk because mm-hmm. I don't know who's coming out of the man's bathroom. I just know somebody is. And I'll still stand against the wall and scare them. So I get myself paranoid and usually nobody's trying to scare me. But after I scare people all day, every day.
Yeah, you got to be on guard.
Yeah. Also, I just noticed, where's our picture?
Oh, no. Maybe it's a new game. It's like, now where's the photo? And we have to play too. Like
update, somebody has moved our picture. Because you can't just get rid of it.
I hope not.
Maybe it's in White Cheddar's office.
I'm telling you, this is part of the game and we didn't even know it.
Should I see if he wants to come on real quick?
Does he know about it?
I don't know.
I think we should ask Nick or Cammy because they know about it.
Okay.
But we'll do it later.
Okay. Sorry, that threw me off.
It's okay.
now that I looked up, I'm like, huh, where is our picture?
Well,
who noticed?
You were talking about people jumping out and scaring you. And I saw you like scanning the room and like looking. I'm like, is someone back there about to jump out again? I was so nervous that you were talking about what I was about to experience.
No, my face would have gotten really awkward if that was. Because then like I notice and I'm not supposed to. And then I'm just like looking at you because I'm not going to look at this. Yeah, my face can give it away sometimes.
I've got one of those faces too.
Yeah, sad. It's a sad face.
Thanks.
I don't even know why I just said that. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She is not as prepared as her partner, but I may have overdone it. I fell down a deep rabbit hole with research yesterday, and Lacey may fall madly in love with me because of it. I'm so excited.
I cannot wait. I absolutely cannot wait because Amy's been telling me all day how excited you are for this.
Yes.
We didn't have much of a plan. We had some half ideas before we came back here. And then I talked to you this morning. And you were like, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. And I'm like, oh, what are we doing? And yeah, so I had to scramble to get my stuff done. And if this is any indication of how well my work is going for me today, mm-hmm. here's my intro. Without her, I would just be loose. Her name is...
Oh, my gosh. Amy Nichols. Wow, that is probably the shortest one. It's like Jesus wept. It's the shortest one ever.
Well, because I was trying to come up with an intro, and you do such a good job introing me, and I think that my intro for you is still about me.
No, well, I just did it. I'm totally guilty. I just made it all about me.
Yeah, but you don't always do that.
Well,
and every time I was going to be like, oh, wait, what kind of friend do you want in your life? Somebody who would, see, I don't even know how to finish it.
No.
Because you completely had my back earlier this week, and so I was thinking about trying to weave that into the intro. But then I was like, but then that's just more stuff about me. I talk about me enough. I don't need my intros to be about you.
Well, I think we're equals. I think you give me too much credit.
And also, I just realized that my intro that is not supposed to be about me still said, without her, I would just be loose. So it's still about me.
It's okay. It's all right.
All right, Amy, what are we talking about today?
Help wanted signs.
Okay.
I know it sounds super lame, but I was so thoroughly entertained last night just looking online. And I'm so excited. I already know what to call the podcast and what song you should play in the beginning. Everything.
Okay. Tell me how to do this.
So it's going to be called, you can give me a no. I mean, you've got ultimate control for sure. Help, too many lists because I have 100 of them.
Okay.
I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. And the song should be Help. I need someone.
Help. Help.
Not just anyone.
Help.
I need someone. Help.
I don't even need a song. I don't even need it. That's all of it. That's it right there.
The end.
Okay. So tell me what you were thinking.
So I have some wanted signs, homeless signs, examples from companies and the interwebs, and then a few of my own for both.
Oh, man, because I mentioned to Nick what we were recording today, Nick from the Shut Up podcast, and he said, help wanted signs, like what homeless people have? And I was like, ooh, maybe. I don't know. I didn't
Heck
think of that.
Yeah.
So then I went and looked up some homeless signs,
yes,
too. Because initially, whenever we had discussed this, I was thinking there was something trending on Twitter about what your help wanted sign would say. So I thought it was more like if you needed a position to be filled, help, mm-hmm, help wanted to do this.
Yeah.
I also put in a lot of work.
I can tell by your face, your sad face.
I'm going to kick it off if that's okay with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're going to be taking it from here on out.
Yes.
I have several more, but help wanted. Someone set my alarm so I'll get up for work. And the reason for that is loser Lacey. I overslept for work this week. And it only happens like once every year and a half, probably.
Maybe two.
Once every 2 years?
Maybe. I don't know.
Last time I did it was whenever I got harassed for my TV. I know that much because I walked in late and I thought they were going to put me in, on the air for being late. And instead it was to harass me about my TV.
Perfect.
But I had my alarm set for work. And stupid me, I even woke up early and I wake up before my alarm all the time. So whenever I woke up, I went to the bathroom. I purposely did not look at the clock because the clock just makes me mad because I still have time to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what time that was. And I think I even laid in bed for a little bit after that. And then finally I rolled over and I saw the sun coming up and I was like, oh my God, I'm late for work.
Yeah.
And Amy was calling me. I thought it was really sweet that you were still trying to cover for me just in case. So you hadn't told anybody that I wasn't here yet. Instead, you're still calling me at 6:15.
I was nervous. I was like, I probably should tell someone because, I mean, a job still needs to get done whether you're here or not.
Yeah.
So, I was like, oh, debating whether or not I should report you.
So I thought that was really sweet. I have been horribly traumatized ever since. I jumped up out of bed knowing that my alarm had went off and I slept through it, which is never the case. The only reason I had my alarm set, but the volume was all the way down.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I don't even know why that's an option.
No reason for that whatsoever.
Yeah, my headphone volume, like everything else is up except for my alarm. But anyway, so I had a dream that I had hit the snooze on my alarm and I was sleeping through my alarm again. So I jumped up out of bed, grabbed my phone. It was 12:30 in the morning. And then I went back to bed and I probably checked my phone another 4 times after that.
Yeah.
So I'm paying for it.
You made me nervous too. I, set at least 15 alarms every morning just in case. And I've checked each individual alarm on the volume to make sure that it was all the way up several times each night.
So I know that was a strong start. Do you think you can do any better?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have a couple examples that I wanted to share and then I'll give my own personal ones. This one I know you can relate to, Lacey. It says, help wanted because your boyfriend will eventually ask for gas money. So you got to get that job. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to understand what that means.
Because Jerry was asking for money.
Oh.
All right. Yeah, I'm still going. This one's from Taco Bell. It's need a job? Let's talk about it.
Ooh.
I love it. Love it. A couple more. These are more entertaining. I don't even know if they're real. Help wanted. Belly button constantly bleeding.
Ooh.
Is it a disease? Have you ever heard of it? We'll pay diagnosis $25.
WebMD, let's go collect our money.
Isn't that crazy? A couple more. Now hiring pretty and ugly dancers. This is for an exotic place. Really, it's all entertainment. I don't even think that some of these are real. Maybe they're photoshopped.
I like it. I like it a lot.
What if they just moved our picture into Robert's room? That's what I'm thinking. If he moved it back there and was like, haha, that's funny. No. Maybe. Or if somebody's waiting for us to say something.
I thought
something.
Maybe it was Russ, too.
Russ?
That he'd feel the same way. Like, we're not doing that. But I don't know. Okay, last one.
I'm going to go searching after this.
From FedEx. We'd love to handle your package.
I love the creativity in it, though.
I do. Okay, so mine is kind of inspired from a movie that you hate, The Notebook.
Ugh.
But I think it's so relatable. This is so me and everyone. Everyone. 50% of maybe 51%. I don't know what the statistics are. Okay, here's mine.
Did you just make up a percentage?
I did.
Okay.
I did, but I think it's accurate. I think it's accurate. I'm female, and I have no idea what I want. That's totally me and all females. Am I right?
Is that also a joke because his name's Noah? I have no idea.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of that meme that.
Yeah. What do you want to eat?
Yeah. It's like the restaurant. Just pick something. I don't know. It's not that easy.
One of my favorite memes that I saw was woman on death row. What do you want for your last meal? I don't know. What do you want?
Okay. Here's another one I wrote for myself. My kids know I have no clue what I'm doing, and I'm scared. Help wanted.
this one worries me. Okay. What? Why? Are your kids questioning your abilities?
No, but I think they know. I think they, but don't all parents not really know what they're doing?
I was just about to say, doesn't everybody wing it?
Yeah. I mean, like, sure, there's parenting classes and Google, but I don't know. I mean, I think we just kind of figure it out as we go along, but I don't know. I would really
it's
love some help.
It's all guesswork. It's all guesswork.
I'd really love some help following Mother's Day.
And then you have the little babies that, you know, turn 2 and 3 and they're like, yay, I've kept you alive for this long. I mean, that's everybody. I have one. Help wanted. Please keep me from overloading the green onions because that's all that I taste. Because I said last week that my husband Jeremy and I got into a fight, a one-sided fight. I like to do that sometimes. People never know what's going on the inside, but I'm having this whole turmoil. But I was so mad at him because he threw out green onions while I was cooking that I was going to use for my dish. Just finished off the dish today. It was delicious, but could have used some green onions. I offered you some, and that was your response. No, no green onions. Well, I went on a cooking spree yesterday, and I bought green onions for something, and I put it in 2 different dishes, and then I overloaded it, and I could not get the taste out of my mouth.
You're
all
kidding.
Night long. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I was probably waking up due to the green onions and not the fear of missing work.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
This one's kind of more of a warning, but I'm going to label it manager wanted because I need help managing my anger. Quick to anger and slow to apologize or forgive.
For example? Yeah.
Anything. Everything. I mean, there are times where I get mad at the fast food place because they didn't give me my sweet ice cream treat that I want. I mean, really? You're going to act like a toddler? Get over yourself.
I get pretty angry too. But usually I hold it in, even though that's horrible for you and it's not healthy. I got so mad before my first sewing class. You remember? Because this chick told me I couldn't do a project I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I paying you for? But of course, I never say that to her. She thinks I'm just absolutely pleasant and sweet. But like, I was dogging on you before I went to that first class because I'm like, this is dumb. I thought sewing's supposed to be like stress relief and I'm already stressed out about it. Yeah. So I'm with you.
Yeah.
I think I need help wanted. Please realize that I am only passionate about clowns. I don't have a fetish.
accurate is that?
Well, I was hanging out with my girlfriend Kajal over the weekend, and she's like, what is the deal with you and clowns? And I'm like, girl, I just like creepy stuff. Like, it's not like that at all, but I can't help it. I love clowns. I absolutely love clowns. And so I have some clown news for you.
Ooh.
A Tennessee town was in panic a couple days ago when a clown was spotted driving around trying to give candy to kids. The cops investigated, though, and it turned out that he's just, quote, a nice man who is trying to make kids happy on his birthday.
Hmm.
So he was actually an innocent clown, but people are suspicious.
Oh,
I guess you shouldn't
yeah.
be given
no.
kids candy anyway,
suspicious.
Strangers. And also, we love the petty in the news, especially
yes.
like the fast food restaurants beefing with each other. Well, BK is coming after McDonald's again. This time they're promoting children's birthday parties there because Burger King knows that birthdays are a big deal for kids, and we believe they should be fun and clown-free. And so they posted all these pictures in their ads of children just like losing it and crying with this sad looking clown behind them. And it's not Ronald McDonald, but
yeah.
it's just kids don't like that kind of stuff. They don't
no.
want the clowns. They don't want the
they want real faces.
The Easter Bunny. Yeah, all that stuff's creepy to them.
Yeah.
So they're promoting have children's parties at their establishment because
smart.
Yeah. You shouldn't traumatize your kids
yeah.
on their birthday.
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any more help wanted. I have homeless sign kind of kinds of.
Ooh. I have another one. Oh, but I didn't write down the rest. Never mind. I said help wanted. Please supervise me when handling heavy machinery. And that's because I broke my foot on Jeremy's face, but it wasn't that bad. Not compared to this. And it was something like some woman hit. She was driving a jet ski and she hit her handlebar.
With what? Like
her
face?
Woman part? No.
Oh.
And that swelled up. Sorry. And that swelled up.
Hey, can you control that volume
I
over
know.
There? I know you're nervous about your alarm tomorrow morning, but that can't be going off during the podcast.
Hey, baby.
Hey, love. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Just missing you.
Oh, I miss you too. Hey, we're recording right now. Amy's here. Say hello.
Hey, Amy, how you doing?
Howdy, hey, hey. I'm great. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, hey. Sorry,
what do you think? What do you think about that greeting? Howdy, hey, hey.
Howdy, hey, hey. I think it sounds backwards. It sounds like there's some mistakes there. I think it needs to be fine-tuned a little bit. Somebody is using a blender outside. That was the loudest sounds ever.
Are you at the beach right now?
Yeah, we're at the beach having lunch real quick.
Okay, yeah, go get a Bushwhackers.
We're right next to the, that's actually what I'm going to get ready to take them over there next. But we're right down the, right down from where we took Grandpa. Like, we're right down next door to where we took Grandpa that one time for mm-hmm. music, you know? We're
cool.
Right there.
Cool, cool. How does our energy sound right now?
It sounds riveting. I'm sure from the other end, it's going to be incredible. People are going to be like, this is hard-hitting. What's the award for interview people? Is it the Emmy? Amy's? Do I get interview awards?
No,
I don't think so. I can't think of the dude's name. The Maricone?
I think you get a nighttime Emmy.
Okay, cool. Well, not from this conversation. I love you.
Love you too, baby. You guys have fun.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. Okay. I forgot to copy down the rest of the story. So, I think that's what I read earlier.
That's disturbing.
But,
that
yeah.
is really disturbing. You can get that broken, right?
Her lips wouldn't have been loose. They would have been swollen.
Ooh, gosh.
Okay. I don't know. So give me your, help wanted signs if it was a homeless sign, because I like these because it's really creative,
oh,
some
it's,
of them.
It's you're paying for entertainment, really.
Yeah.
I mean, because people can ask for, hey, I've lost my job or this or that. Help me out with a meal.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, make it entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't want to know the truth.
Yeah.
Make me laugh,
yeah.
please.
Yeah. The funny ones, I mean, it really does get your attention. The only flaw in this plan is I never, ever have any money. So even if I was to see, or any cash,
mm-hmm.
even if I was to see a homeless person with a really catchy sign,
I know.
Then like, I don't have anything.
I don't carry cash and I don't live in the ghetto, so I'm not seeing a whole lot of homeless people.
I see them occasionally. They're not like down outside of my house or anything.
That was totally a dig about your neighborhood. And I don't even believe it. I just say it to be a jerk. Okay, here's my homeless sign. Feed me. I'm the creator of Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles and an influencer, obviously. But my kitchen is too hot, and I truly hate to cook my own meals.
Oh, I like that.
What do you think?
I like that.
Thank you. Thanks.
Spread some cheese on this broke cracker.
Oh my gosh, I saw that one. Stole it.
Yeah.
There are a couple other really funny ones that I saw. I slept with Lindsay Lohan last week. Please help. Or I'll bet you a dollar you'll read this sign. There was a time traveler, help, need money for new flux capacitor. I really like the nerdy ones. That one's about Back to the Future, which I don't think you would get.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. I like the simple ones, too, though. All I want is a hooker and a case of beer. Hungry, hungry hobo. That was another one.
That one's great. Need money for penis enlargement. Want to be a porn star.
I saw one that said, too ugly to prostitute.
Oh, I've got a couple more. I'm so sorry. This is my list just getting out of control. Family kidnapped by ninjas, need money for karate lessons.
Love that one. That one's a classic. I saw one that said, kick me in the nuts. Kick me in the nuts, $20.
This one isn't really entertaining. Well, I guess it kind of is. It's an old gentleman, and he has a cardboard sign that says, checks no longer accepted from the following people. And it's got the checks that people, I guess, didn't cash, that it wasn't the funds weren't available, and so he taped it on the cardboard, the examples of people he will not accept checks from anymore. shaming people too.
How bad are you if you're giving a homeless person a bounce check? I saw one that said, top 10 reasons to buy me booze. Number 10, I don't have a bottle yet. Number 9, you can. Number 8, it ain't heroin. Number 7, it ain't crack. 6, I'm Irish. 5, you might get laid. 4, you will feel good about it. 3, it's cheap. 2, it ain't crack again. And 1, do you really need a reason? That's a lot of effort to put into that.
It is. And a big sign, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Woo. Spent all my money on cardboard and marker. Those are just a fun little, it's just fun.
We appreciate the creativity.
Absolutely.
This is not a dig at homeless people at
no.
all.
No, and I've seen people, like, I don't even really need the money. I just, you know, I'm standing on the side of the road. I mean, I didn't list all this, but it was just, I'm doing this for fun.
There are people who do that as a part-time job. I used to work in downtown Fort Worth, and we would see some of the panhandlers, and they would, like, jump in a nice car afterwards and ends up they had a full-time job but would make more money panhandling on the weekends.
That's crazy.
And, yeah.
I mean, it'd have to be a good spot. And I think they fight over them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the good locations? I bet. Like, the Girl Scouts?
Mm-hmm.
The cookies?
Mm-hmm.
You want that good spot?
Mm-hmm.
Sell more things.
The Girl Scouts going outside of the bars and selling cookies?
What?
That's smart. You haven't heard about
bars?
That? Yeah.
No.
Having little girls? Well, I mean, and their family, obviously. But yeah, selling cookies to drunk people at night.
Man, they need...
Go to like a busy area.
I think those parents need help.
I love me some Girl Scout, especially late at night. I'll eat them up.
Well, I don't have any more signs, but I really just wanted to say that we have it so good. I'm not making fun of people who actually need help. I don't want to get too serious or deep, but I went to church and the sermon was basically called We Are Rich. It wasn't necessarily that. It's just getting perspective on what's going on. This is a statistic that my pastor said. 3 billion people live off of $2 or less a day. And some people spend $5 on their way to church to get coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just ridiculous. Anyways, I thought that maybe if you wanted to help others in the community, I'd give you a few ideas. It doesn't take any special skills or extensive experience. And I know that I am going to vow to volunteer. I'm going to volunteer at my kid's school because, honestly, I want to keep an eye on them. But it's also helping, too.
Yeah.
So I had a few things. Another list.
Okay.
Help! Amy has too many lists.
Yay! And she's talking a lot.
These are things that are not only beneficial to other people, but yourself. So you can go to an animal rescue shelter, do dog walking because it gives you, you're active and you have the happiest clients in the world. So why the heck not? There was an idea of national parks. You can clean up litter, but you're also learning history. This one's not for you, Lacey.
Because the history, I enjoy the parks.
Yeah, the history part. Okay. That's what I'm saying.
It's all new information.
Yeah, and food pantries. You can organize or hand out food. My father-in-law did this just a couple weekends ago, and I was so impressed. I'm like, you just spent your weekend. I mean, he only has, what, a day and a half off each week, and he's spending it helping other people. I was just really, really moved by it.
My mom used to run food pantries, and she would keep stuff in her car for homeless people. That way, I don't have any, here's bottled water, here's a blanket, here's, you know, these little homeless care packages. My mom would make those and give those out.
I love that.
Not in my neighborhood.
There's Habitat for Humanity. You can do home repair and building maintenance. Local libraries. I go to the library all the time to get movies and books. I'm so selfish. I don't even try to help them at all. I just want them to help me and save me some money. But you can assist patrons and run public events that they have there. Art museums, political campaigns. Okay, this one I'm not for, but I think that people who believe in something heavily instead of complaining about it all the time, do something about it. Either man the phones or stuff mailers or whatever. Whatever you believe in, lend your support. YMCA, retirement homes, this one's for us, Lacey, especially you. Read to the older people and provide technology help. Some people don't have family that care. We could just be there. Just be a body there listening. And then finally, the Red Cross, giving blood or assisting customers. So I always had a dream to do, this is not a humble brag, but I wanted to do some pump up my resume for National Honor Society in high school. And I always wanted to hold the little NICU babies, let their moms go home and shower and come back. And I've always, I still haven't done it, but I just want to hold those babies. And so, I don't know, there's so many things you could do. Or it could be as simple as watching your single mom's friends one night, their kids, let her have a night off, or a coworker who just moved in from out of town. There's no family around, just need to make them a quick meal. I once tried to invite Trey over for dinner just to spend time with us, because I thought he was lonely, and I felt bad because I drove past him when his car broke down on the road and I was trying to make up for it. I don't know. There's just so many things you can do to help other people.
No, that's true. And I've always wanted to volunteer, although I really haven't. But then, like you say, you can do it at an animal shelter or a museum or art museum. Like, I would love to do those, but then what am I really helping there? I mean, sure, I guess I'm helping an animal, but I mean, what? I don't know if I would actually be providing something if I'm just, like, volunteering at an art museum.
Well, there, I think, with an art museum, they had listed you soak up knowledge and acquire administrative skills. So, really, you're helping them as a body point, you know, if anyone has questions. But you're also helping yourself if you're trying to improve your resume or get into that industry. But with the animal shelter, I mean, they need people to walk the dogs and keep them active. So,
and whenever people get rid of their old sheets and towels and stuff like that, comforters that you don't want anymore, but you're not going to donate either, you can donate them to the animal shelter. Because, like, who wants your old
bedding? That's such a good idea.
Bedding, yeah. Whenever we cleaned out my grandmother's house earlier last year or something, she was a hardcore smoker. And she doesn't want to get rid of anything. She wants to give everything away. Yeah. And it didn't smell good. So she gave me all this bedding, and I went home and I washed it like 3 times. Yeah. And it was clean. It still had a scent to it, though. Mm-hmm. So whenever I brought it up to the animal shelter, I was like, is it okay? Like, I washed it. It's completely clean, but it still smells like cigarette smoke.
Yeah, no secondhand smoke for the puppies.
Yeah, but I mean, it was
still
fine.
Good. Yeah. Aw, that's such a good idea.
Yeah. Let me tell you what our sermon was about on Sunday. Sunday was Mother's Day, and I went to church with my parents, and the whole sermon was about telling others about Christ, about missionary work and everything else. And the basis of the sermon was having pretty feet. If you have pretty feet, then go and tell others and spread the word that way. Use your pretty feet to go to. And I'm like, are you attacking me? Because why? The words pretty feet came up so many times.
Yeah, they should have changed that up a little bit. I mean, that's sometimes it's not rebuilt.
Like able feet? Do you have able feet? That makes it different. Yeah. Why has it got to be pretty? Because no, I'm being discluded from this altogether. I felt really attacked. I really did.
Man, I'm sorry. you need to come to my church.
It was still really good, though. I enjoyed it. But yeah, just the pretty feet part.
Well, I know that we say we need a lot of help, but this is just a tease. We have a girl coming in to do a podcast with us. Her name is Paula Grooms, and she's a life coach and a relationship expert, and she's going to try to fix us.
Yeah. So I don't know if she knows what she's going to be getting herself into. That's not going to be coming up until sometime next week.
Right.
But yeah, we got offered to go on with this life coach.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how hard does she want to work for free? Because she's going to come in here and have to solve me and Amy. Are you kidding me?
I know. She's got her work cut out for her. But also, anyone out there, if you have any questions, please submit them on our socials for Paula Grooms, because obviously we're not the best.
Well, and she's also a relationship expert, too.
Yeah.
She's a love expert. And I think she has some books out. Too. Anyway, so if you have any questions that you would like for Paula Grooms, just be sure and hit us up on the socials. Speaking of our socials, Amy, I'm not trying to make anybody jealous or worried about their position on our show, because they're near and dear to our hearts always.
Of course.
Gary Ball, you got some competition, boy. Because I would like to welcome a new Lippy Hippie super fan. His name is Geoffrey Burris.
Oh.
Which I'm really into his name for obvious reasons, because I'm obsessed with Game of Thrones at the moment. And
Lacey, would you stop talking about Game of Thrones, please?
I know. I can't help it. I had to take Anna out of the room the other day just to tell her where I was. But I've slowed down. I had to change gears because Jeremy's not here right now. But anyway, Geoffrey Burris went on and liked a lot of photos. I think he just started following us. And
we had
like a lot of notifications, and I looked and it was all him. So I just wanted to say what up, or as Amy would say, sup.
That's so exciting.
Sup, Geoffrey Burris. And we see what you're doing there. So thank you for your support on that. I really appreciate all the positivity and everything that you have brought today. I don't even know what we're going to be talking to Paula Grooms about, because I'm feeling like you have your life in order
right now.
Your positivity, with everything going on, with your helpfulness, with the fact that you want to help the community. I do want to brag, though. I would have needed a help wanted sign that said, help, clear my scaly skin. But I do not need that anymore. And that's thanks to the goodness of CBD skincare products that Fittish has been putting out.
Yeah. And it's not just for our skin. Like, we deal with negativity in our lives and anxiety, and that CBD oil helps with all sorts of issues, including those and arthritis and insomnia, nausea. It's crazy how extensive this stuff helps.
CBD has been deemed a cure-all. And Fittish has been around with the CBD industry from the beginning, and they use high-quality CBD that is 100% THC-free. And you can see all these benefits from any of the Fittish products that you use. I've been using their Doing It.
Me too.
Face
Every
moisturizer.
Morning.
It feels so fantastic and smooth going on your skin. And I believe in these products so much. Our girl Jenna has given us a lot of products, and I try to share them with people. I have friends come over and ask me about the cool down spray that has the eucalyptus in it and the CBD, and it takes away the rosacea and the red skin. And I've been spraying it all over my body because I have skin issues and I have super dry skin. So I've been using it on more than I'm just supposed to, because that CBD oil is everything and is curing. But I let all my friends use my products because it's that good. Because the minute that you touch it and you see it for yourself, then you realize how fantastic it is.
Yeah, and they want it themselves. So Fittish CBD is free of toxins and one of the highest quality extracts on the market today. So this is where you want to get it.
Also, you can see on most skincare, if you look at the very first ingredient, it's water. And that lets you know that you don't want to want it, because that's the biggest ingredient in the product. And that's not the case with Fittish. Fittish Beauty's main ingredients is CBD, and all products are cruelty-free and free of unnecessary chemicals and perfumes. So you're getting the maximum benefit of the CBD with no added irritants, which is good for people with special skin like me.
And My favorite, reasonably priced.
That makes it great, too. We're just in love with it. You can get your best skin ever and order Fittish Beauty today. Get free shipping off your order when you go to Fittish.com and use the code LOOSELIPS at checkout. That's Fittish, FITISH.com, and LOOSELIPS at checkout for free shipping. So before we end, I got terribly distracted earlier as soon as we started recording and lost my train of thought because I noticed that our picture is missing from the mantle. And so I wanted to call in Nick Adams from the Shut Up Podcast and find out, do you know anything about this?
No idea. I didn't notice it until you just said it just now.
And
I think I was one of the only people that at least told you guys that I'd seen it.
You know about it. Cammie knows about it. Now, Amy and I have talked about it on the podcast because I was thinking, well, nobody noticed here. So what if we start sneaking in our pictures in different places? And now it's gone. So I don't know. I was going to question Robert, but I figured I'm going to go search his office and see Russ, but I didn't know.
I bet it was Russ.
You think so?
He's right outside the room, too. He's over there.
I hope we're not in trouble. I hope it wasn't a, like,
no,
cease and desist kind of thing.
Uzi, I would think it'd be Robert, Russ, or Don.
Like, they can't take a joke?
Maybe not.
Well, but the whole joke is to call us out for it. So whoever it is probably knows. Like, this is the worst thing that you could do is just not mention it and take
it away.
Yeah,
they ruined your bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't. It wasn't me because
okay.
I thought it was funny. I was going to let it go because
okay.
I mentioned something about it and I said, that's funny. And then I didn't tell anyone else.
Okay.
Because it is funny.
I knew that you had our back, but I didn't know if you knew anything. If somebody was like,
just
idiots.
Do it again.
Well, but what happened to the picture too? Because there was a frame, there was a print. Like, that costs money.
Yeah,
it wasn't
true.
Just for free.
Hey, these bits ain't free.
Okay. Thank you, Nick.
Do you want me to go get one of the other people?
Yeah.
I mean,
Russ and Robert.
I'll be back.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You can both come in here. Yeah.
The answer's C.
Okay. Now I want to call up. I can't really go into specifics on everything, but I just wanted to let y'all know. Robert White Cheddar from Fat Guy Handbook and Russ Francis just walked in here. So there's something missing that's been stolen from us.
Is it the picture of you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the trash can.
You threw it away?
Yeah.
Why? Why would you throw it away?
Why not?
You didn't get it.
You did not throw it away.
Okay, go look at the trash can right over there.
Did you just throw it away today?
Huh?
When did this happen? What
happened?
Yeah,
like 30 minutes ago, like right before you guys walked in this room.
Boo!
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
Why would you throw it away?
Mystery solved, Lacey. It's done with.
Someone else pointed it out to me. They're like, what is that? And I'm like, here. And I just grabbed it and threw it in the trash can.
Who's that someone?
I can't tell you.
Oh, you got to save their identity?
Uh-huh.
Ugh.
Because you're the absolute worst. Because you knew the only reason that
did that was to get
yeah, one of you.
Oh, okay.
I was about to search your desk. Yeah.
I was going to say, you could just edit my introduction out because I have nothing to do with this.
Yeah. You're guilty by association, Russ. I don't know that you're completely off.
What would you
off.
Have done if I would have thrown you under the bus and went, yeah, Russ threw it in the trash can?
I've been like, I don't even know what picture they're referring
okay,
to.
Okay, so.
In the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Oh. Two girls, one cup.
Wait, yeah.
Wait, you printed this out?
Jeremy printed it out.
Who
and
prints
put
out
it,
pictures nowadays?
Jeremy, he was so proud of us for meeting the Stanley Cup that he printed it out, put it in a frame. And so he gave us two. And I was like, but what am I going to do with these two? So I gave one to Amy and we hid one up there and it's been up there for a while. And then Robert doesn't even say anything and just throws it away.
How long has it been up there?
Well, since the day after.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you notice? Just when you're recording your podcast?
Yeah. Almost derailed
this. And you looked
over
and you're like, what?
Because we were just waiting for somebody to be like, why is this here? Instead of just doing the worst thing ever, which is what you do, and just throwing it away, which that was not free, by the way. You better go get that out of the trash can, Robert.
Well, we can get it.
Can I talk to my boss like that? Am I supposed to be telling you what you need to do?
You can do this, dang it, right now.
Please, if you want, maybe.
No, but other people noticed it, but they thought it was funny, and they let it go as a joke.
Well, everyone didn't think it was funny, I guess, because people were like, hey, what's going on with that?
Oh, no.
Who was asking?
A couple different people.
Like Kid Nation members or people from here?
Yeah, people that work here.
And so they were just asking and not saying like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Well, and then they were like asking me questions, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm looking around. And it's glare with the light. You can't even see it half the time.
It was
a pretty genius trick, just to sneak our photo in there and see if anybody noticed. It took y'all a really long time, and now I want to know who was talking crap about our photo.
It might have been someone. It might have been someone important, so maybe we should watch it.
Okay. Well, that's it. Thank you, Robert.
I didn't even realize. Oh, it's on the wall of famous.
No, it was right in the middle.
It was on the fireplace. Yeah,
so right next to Colby Calais and
where that empty spot
Kendrick
is. That's where it was.
I thought in true fashion you'd mount it on the side of the mantle.
All right, get out of here. Thank you. Thank you, guys. On your way out, will you please pick up our picture from the trash can?
You might have Coke on it or something.
Nah, thank you. Damn it. There's nothing worse than not getting credit for something. I just want to laugh.
What if it was George that didn't want it up there? Or our new Yay Networks president.
No. Uh-huh. We can go ask them, though. I will most definitely ask them, because it's just a joke.
Yeah. But maybe
just.
We thought it was funny. Maybe not everyone thinks it's funny. You know what? We should help them find it funny. That's what we should do.
I just want to know who said something about it. If someone was just like, I'm confused, or if they're like, this is unnecessary. That's what I don't get.
I'm just glad we didn't get in trouble.
Why would we get in trouble? We stuck a picture up there.
Yeah, but we're not famous. That's the famous corner.
Name all the people over there.
Well, I can't do that.
All right, I'm just kidding. Before we go, Amy, I did want to say that I know I had a wonderful weekend. I hope you had a really good Mother's Day, right?
I did. It was wonderful.
Good. And I missed you so much because you went to a concert festival, and it was to go see our girl, who I've never seen before, Alanis Morissette.
Yeah.
And I got major FOMO Friday night, knowing that y'all were there. And I know that I didn't respond to your text message for a little bit. I'm sorry. I had
that
my phone in
Josh.
My purse. Well, he texted both of us, and then I didn't respond until the next day.
Yeah, well, I think that was kind of jerky of him to do, but
no.
I forgive him. Sure. I mean, I knew you wanted to be there, so I did not ask him to send that picture.
Yeah, but I also could have gone, and I chose not to go. Yeah. So it wasn't like poor, pitiful me. We all had the hookup, and we could have gone, but I just had other plans.
Yeah.
But it broke my heart. And then as soon as I get out to Kajal's house, because we had a couple things planned and ended up not doing them. Anyway, as soon as I got out there, she's like, do you know about Kaboo Festival? And I was like, are you kidding me? Because I could have gotten tickets.
Oh.
But yeah. But I mean, it ended up working out. We had a great weekend.
Good.
So it was fine. But I did not get to see Alanis Morissette with my girl.
Yeah.
How was she?
I have a lot to say about Kaboo. I don't know if you want me to get into it.
Is this another list?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so I saw Alanis Morissette. That's one I was really, really excited about. I had no idea she was pregnant. Did you know?
No.
Okay, she gets up there, and she's about to pop.
Wow.
So it was a whole different vibe than what I was expecting.
Uh-huh.
And she is a very passionate singer, and that's why I think we both love her.
Mm-hmm.
And she is belting it out to the very last note of each song, and then she just, like, bends over, holding her belly, and being like, oh, like, she looks like she could go into labor.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, so painful to watch her just being that far along in her pregnancy and still having to perform.
Wow.
She did not stop walking back and forth on that stage. It was insane.
Well, and, like, being pregnant is supposed to affect your breathing and stuff, too.
I mean, you have 50% more blood in your body that you have to pump with your heart. It's exhausting.
Wow. Yeah. How incredible. Was she your favorite performance?
No.
Who?
Just because I think she would have been better. I'm not going to say, like, shame on you for being pregnant. Thanks for ruining my one time to see you.
Can you have not been pregnant for this performance?
Okay, so Bush was there,
uh-huh.
which is a 90s rock band.
Yeah.
And I was curious about Gavin Rossdale just because of Kelly from the Kate Craddock Morning Show and her obsession with his sexy guitar playing. She's mentioned it many times. And I'm not that girl that screams or cups her face and gets really excited. I'm not mm-hmm. animated or whatever. But, Lacey,
mm-hmm.
where are my notes? I lost my freaking mind. I lost my freaking mind. So he was all over the stadium, and I desperately wanted to touch him. And I was that girl. I was screaming, and I froze. And also, my husband was there, so it'd be kind of weird if I was, like, caressing his body.
Were you that close that you could touch him?
I'm telling you, he was
all
over the place.
Yeah.
It was crazy, but I didn't. I was froze. I just, like, watched the screen, and I was, like, screaming. He mm-hmm. was so good.
That's awesome.
I know. And I love their music.
Did you have dirty dreams about him later?
No, I never thought about him again.
Okay.
But it, just in that moment, it was insane. Mm-hmm. And then the Killers. I mean, there were tons and tons of performers. But the Killers, who, I mean, I've heard their songs on the radio. They were so good. Mm-hmm. They, this guy, what's his name? Brandon Flowers. He was in a suit. And he would pose after every song. He's like made for the stage. It was theater. It was just, oh my gosh. It was just so much fun.
Oh, I'm so glad that y'all had a good time.
I know. I'm not trying to rub it in your face.
No.
It was so fun.
I should not have passed up on these tickets. And I think I might adopt a new lifestyle, kind of like Alicia. Alicia has been getting free concert tickets. Mm-hmm. And so she's just going to concerts.
Yeah.
And she wants to go to one on Friday, the Wildflower Festival or something. So I was thinking about maybe joining her just because.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, she's asking me like, are you a big fan? I can't remember who it was. And I was like, like I know them, but I really don't know their music, but it'd still be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should do it.
And it made me so mad whenever Kajal said that. I was like, oh.
I know. That's so disappointing.
Which we had a great time. We ended up going to Penn Stack and playing games. And we stopped by the house to gather our stuff and change and get ready to go back out and never made it back out. I left my phone in my purse.
Oh my God.
I didn't even check my phone one time. Like, we were going to go out to dinner, ended up ordering food and having it delivered. And I was sending pictures to Jeremy because we're just geeking out at this Penn Stacks game because they have bowling, they have air hockey, they have skee ball, they have all of it. They had laser tag. We were playing laser tag. Just all kind of fun stuff. Well, I'm sending Jeremy photos while we're there. And he was like, oh, looks like somebody's having fun. Then he texts me later, no response. Texts me later, no response. Finally, at like 8 o'clock, he's like, wow, somebody didn't pace themselves. I'm just not but it wasn't the truth. I had my phone in my purse and didn't pick it back up.
Yeah, who needs your freaking electronic device when you're having fun?
I never felt more popular than I did whenever I woke up Saturday morning and I had so many text messages from people. I felt like a bitch first off because I didn't respond. But then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so popular. Like normally my phone's lame and boring. I can leave my phone at home and I'm so worried like I missed something important. Nothing. But I leave my phone in my purse on a Friday night and I'm Miss Popular. My phone was going off all night long.
Well, I'm so glad you and Kajal had fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a really good time. Well, thank you for bringing all the content today, Amy.
Oh, you are welcome.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, me and my list. Help! I know you're... You know what? Please don't name it that, because now I think it's stupid.
Done. Nope. Done. Done. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes, Google Podcasts. You can find us on Spotify and a whole lot of other apps where our podcast is played.
Yes, and while you were there, it would really help us out if you would rate and review our podcast. That helps spread the word for others so they can try to give us a listen. And also hit us up on the socials. We love hearing from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, thank you for all your hard work, Amy. That was really awesome.
Okay.
And keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening. Help me get my feet back on the ground.